Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we're going to go over a risk called sequence of returns risk. This is the risk that most affects investors leading up to and right after retirement, but can also affect investors in other areas of their lives. We'll discuss the risk and ways to lower your exposure.
Sequence of returns risk is something we discuss often with our clients as a key driver in our asset allocation for all clients, but as Shane mentioned, especially for those close to retirement.
So the sequence of return risk is the risk of experiencing poor investment returns close to or right after you retire and start taking money out of your portfolio to live on. This doesn't necessarily mean that for the 30 plus years of retirement, your investment returns are poor, but rather just over the crucial period before and after retirement that some refer to as the fragile decade. And it is just that, a risk. That doesn't mean it will happen or is likely to happen, but if you follow the fragile decade idea, which we do, that is 10 years where you should be prepared.
For example, for non-retirees, a 10% drop in your portfolio requires an 11% rise to get back to even. A 20% drop requires a 25% rise to get back to even. But for a retiree, if their portfolio drops 20% and then you take out another 5% to live on, they now require a 33% return just to get back to break even. In a nutshell, this is the risk we're discussing.
Before we get into how to dampen the possible effects of the sequence of return risk, there are other life events that could place you in a similar situation.
One could be you are saving up for a house and you will need a big down payment. That date of needing a large part of your portfolio presents a risk, and that money will need to come from somewhere, most likely investment assets.
Another is potentially paying for college for a child or multiple children. Again, 4, 8, 12 years of having to pay 40, 80, 100,000, whatever the number is, creates the potential for a similar risk. Where will that money come from? Is your cash flow positive? But if it is it positive enough to cover additional costs like that? Otherwise, like Joe mentioned, it is likely to come from investments.
How do we plan and invest to dampen the effects of the sequence of returns risk? One is simply diversification. What we are ultimately trying to do is lower the volatility of investments. We would rather a 5, 6, 7% return to get an average of 6% rather than see a 20% minus 10% and then 8% to get back to the same 6% average. The second version is the one that worries us. Invest in stocks, bonds, and cash. You don't want to be too concentrated in your portfolio ever, but especially when it comes time to use the funds from your portfolio.
Another strategy to lower your volatility is what some call a bucket approach. This would be something as simple as having your stocks, bonds, and cash in three different quote-unquote buckets. Again, the risk here is your investments lose value when you also need to pull out additional funds for retirement. In a worst-case scenario, stocks could lose 20, 30, or even 40% in some bear markets. It is during those times you would use the cash or bonds as your spending money. The idea here is that bonds and cash have very low volatility, so your risk of loss is much less. But should the market do well and stocks go up, you would simply sell some stocks to spend and also to get your asset allocation back in line.
Flexibility is the last area we'll discuss, and this comes with a lot of education and discussion before retirement, along with frequent contact during retirement. One strategy to minimize your long-term sequence of returns risk is to be able to change the amount you spend during poor investment year or years. The idea goes back to earlier. If you lose 20% and spend 5%, you'll need 33% to regain those funds back to even. But if you lose 20% and only spend 3% that year, you only need 30% to get back to even.
And while this 3% doesn't seem like a large amount, when you're talking about thousands of dollars of spending, this is a real reduction, which is why having the discussion prior to retirement is so important. And this isn't necessary in all cases. We have a lot of clients who spend just 3% when they could be spending 5%, so a down year won't affect them in the same way. So to recap today's episode, the sequence of return risk is one of those terms many people have likely heard about, but probably don't actually understand. Hopefully this provided insight into the risk and some ways to dampen the potential effect on your financial lifestyle. Be aware of it, plan for it, and if you have any questions about it, ask those questions. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@probwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.